Thank you. I was waiting all night for you to do that. Whoa. And now I'm probably just going to take it out. Hopefully that's okay. I'm much more comfortable holding it like this. Is this all right? So I really just don't even understand why Jessica booked me for a show called The Outsiders. I don't get it. No, I'm just kidding. So I wanted to start my story tonight by revealing something that might be shocking right at the start. I'm not a beautiful woman. What you see before you is an illusion. And I actually am a nerdy guy named Joshua underneath all of this. And like Jessica said, I grew up just outside of Crofton, Maryland, down the road. And as a young boy, I was flamboyant. I was a sissy. I liked drama. I did theater. I did haunted houses. I loved horror movies. I was a weird kid. You know, I was definitely the other. And it was fine. I mean, for the most part, I knew I was other. I probably knew I was queer. But it was okay. I wasn't shamed by it from my family, which is really great. And I was allowed to be creative. And then in seventh grade, I transferred to St. Mary's in Annapolis. And so seventh and eighth grade was really the period of my life. If any of you have ever seen the movie Welcome to the Dollhouse, I really relate to Dawn Wiener. You know, I really connect with her because that was where I was told I was a faggot for the first time. And this was the later 80s. I was told I was going to get AIDS. I was also, you know, kind of treated as though I, you know, might have AIDS. And I was very aware of my difference. And I grew up Catholic, so I loved Jesus. And, you know, grew up in the Catholic Church. I enjoyed being Catholic. At this time, it wasn't just the kids who were telling me I was different. It was also the nuns teaching me who were telling me I was probably going to go to hell, you know, in the afterlife. So seventh and eighth grade were tough years for me. I sort of caved in on myself. And in high school, I just learned to not be as flamboyant. I learned not to be as big of a sissy. And it was sort of survival of the fittest. And Catholic school kids, you'd think they'd be nicer. They're not. They're meaner. No, I don't know. But I think they are. So stand by that fact. And it was in high school that I sort of found my squad, my tribe. And there were four friends of mine, all girls, who really I bonded with the most. Sarah, who's here tonight, was the smart, creative friend who I co-wrote a play with, and we presented it in front of the school. Jessica was the freak. But in the best possible way, the Firuza Balk from The Craft. She was scary. I mean, if you were popular and you were in her zone of target, you could get a mouthful, you know, and she would reduce popular girls to tears. And I loved it. She was so cool and badass. She wore black eyeliner, even though she wasn't supposed to, and rolled her Catholic schoolgirl skirt up high enough that, you know, she'd sometimes get in trouble. She was, you know, she was a hero. She also introduced me to the gender-bending lead singer Robert Smith of The Cure and Jane's Addiction and other cool music. My friend Holly, who I ended up going to multiple things like homecoming and prom with, was also queer. We never talked about it, but we both knew, you know. And Holly was who I went to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show with for the first time. And Glenn Burney at the Marley Station Mall. And let me tell you, that was a life-changing event for me, you might imagine. You know, I often describe Rocky Horror as my sort of It Gets Better video, because that was where I was like, oh. But it was really Kathleen and her family's obsession, her whole family's obsession with renting the weirdest movies they could at mom's video on Kent Island. And I would go over there to see stuff. And that's where I first saw pink flamingos, ladies and gentlemen. And seeing pink flamingos and watching Divine and Mink Stole vie for the title of filthiest person alive was a spiritual religious experience for me. And once I saw that movie, there was no turning back. You know, I knew that up here in Baltimore, where I had relatives living, and it was just, you know, just a short car ride away, that you know, Divine ate dog shit, you know, dressed in full drag. I also saw Multiple Maniacs, where Mink gave Divine a rosary job in a Catholic church. It was heaven for me. It was sacrilegious, it was punk rock, it was in your face, and it was coming from Maryland. It blew my fucking mind. So this nerdy, geeky, awkward high school kid found a lot of empowerment through movies and friendship and being proud of being the other. So that when one of the sisters asked me to stay after class, it was ma soeur. She was our French teacher. Ma soeur means my sister in French. That's what we had to call her. Ma soeur actually kept me after class and wanted to talk to me. And I knew I was in trouble because I think I'd been talking during class. And what she said was, "You are destined for a life of misery." And I said, "Oh, really?" And she said, "Yeah, you hang out with all these girls, you act like a girl, and if you don't figure out how to be a man, you're going to have a horrible, miserable, lonely life." And she bullied me that way where no one else was around. And I told Jessica about it recently for the first time. I didn't tell any of my friends. But something in me at that time, because I'd been exposed to the movies, I had friends, I knew what she was saying was wrong. You know, I knew she had been hurt at some point in her life. And I knew that she was wrong. And this was the first time where I kind of felt empowered, you know, as a weirdo or a queer. So much so that later that year, when a new kid showed up, he was a jock, he was a popular jock, and in gym class, and get this, I hated gym class. And I know I'm not alone there. If you were an outsider, gym class was, you know, horrible. And I was in gym class, and this jerk pushed me down, like just decided to push me over, and I landed. And he laughed, and the other popular kids didn't laugh. And I looked at my friends, and I remember Vicky standing there, and Vicky looking at me like, "You can't let him get away with that." So I picked up a ball and threw it as hard as I could in his face. And it smashed his face, and I got in trouble, and he said to me we were going to fight after school that day. But he also said, and this is so bizarre, but I knew that he, you know, he tuned into something. He said, "I'm going to give you the sex change you always wanted." What? It's like, no matter how weird I am, where is Tommy, what's his name, today? You know, I just kind of want to know, like, what was going on in your mind that's what you told me? So I, needless to say, I was in the parking lot after school. No fight happened. And really, you know, through these friendships and kind of our group was sort of anyone who felt outsider could be friends of ours. You know, we made it and we graduated. And I ended up winning an award at graduation for drama and for writing. And I left St. Mary's and I said to myself, I'm leaving Maryland and I'm getting the hell out and I'm never coming back. And I wanted to go to New York to go to school, and I didn't. I ended up at Penn State, of all places. And I ended up making a movie at Penn State called Jizz Mopper because I studied film. Where I did drag for the first time in the movie. I wanted to appear in the movie. And after making the movie and graduating, I moved to San Francisco and I started a midnight movie event where I would screen all my favorite movies, a la the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I graduated 25 years ago. And if you had told me then, or even when I moved to San Francisco and was doing drag as a hobby, that someday, in the long, long future, you know, you'd be making a living as Peaches Christ. You'd be loving your life, traveling the world, making movies, friends with people who inspired you. Mink is here in the audience tonight. I love you to death, Mink. Thank you for coming out. Being able to, yes, let's hear for Mink Stoll. If someone had told me that all of these things that were once used to hurt me, you know, Jesus and being gay and being like a girl, would someday bring me tremendous joy and provide a great life for me and my partner, I would have thought you were lying. But now I get emails and Facebook messages from others stuck in places all over the world who I get to kind of encourage and be their, you know, Rocky Horror or Pink Flamingos. And it's a very empowering and wonderful thing. So when Jessica first asked me to come and do this thing, I knew that I should tell my story as Joshua, not as my character. And this is an odd thing for me, to be talking to you about my life while dressed up as my character. But I knew that the story had to end with me saying, I am proud to come from Maryland. And I am here tonight as the culmination of everything I learned here in Maryland. So thank you very much. Mwah. I love you, Jessica.